There we go. Praise God. Praise God. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your grace, your love, your mercy. Thank you for joy, peace, and all your goodness. I yield myself to you tonight, Father, to accomplish the task, the assignment that you have for me tonight, Father. That after it is complete, CFC will be on another level. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I was in my office and my employee came in to show me some something she wanted me to look over. And it had the 39th anniversary of CFC on it. And as most of you probably know, yes, I'll be 39 pretty soon. And as I've been meditating and contemplating what the Lord wanted to do tonight, it's dawned on me that I've been here a while. in this church all my life. And a lot of times I find that, you know, I get stuck in a rut, or I find that, you know, you're stuck in a routine, go to church just because you're supposed to go to church, come because, you know, I got a job to do, and which is not bad, you know, good to have a standard, but some of you may be in that predicament, is you operate just because it's what you've either always done or what's expected of you. So you do it just so you can say that it got done. But tonight, I encourage you to open up your hearts and open up your minds and receive what God wants to do in us. If you're watching the live stream or watching the recording later and you're not a member of CFC, you can get blessed from this. You can take some lessons from what God wants to do. But this is definitely for CFC. We are not a church as churches go. We've heard that said and repeated time after time after time. And after tonight, I think we're going to start to believe it. Because the word of the Lord is to get on it. I can talk about me because I know what I do, so I'm not trying to put any flowers on my pedestal or, you know, put anybody else down. I can talk about what I know I do because I know what I do. I don't know all everybody else's jobs, but at some point in my life, I made that decision that, you know, at the bare minimum, I'm going to show up every Sunday, every Wednesday, barring some, you know, unforeseen circumstances. I'll be here. I'll do what I've been chosen to do. And since I've done that, and I have a an understanding of, to some degree, what the ministry is supposed to be. There is a level of quality, and there's a level of professionalism, and there's, for lack of a better term, feature sets that the ministry should have that I just so happen to have the qualifications to fill. On Saturdays, I do my best, unless I, by some chance, have something else to do. I'll come out here and I'll look at our video system. I'll look at our media presentation system. I'll play around with the sound system, catch up on editing recordings if I need to. And I'll see how it's set up now, and I'll think, is there any way we can make it better? Is there any way we can make it more professional? And I'll get an idea in here, and then I have two of the greatest technicians that will, at a drop of a hat, I can call them last minute, or I can give them heads up, and they'll be out here. And I'll say, okay, I want to set this up for camp meeting. I want to set this up for the dedication. I want to set this up for New Year's, and they'll come out here, and they'll patiently listen to me bounce back and forth, giving instructions to one to the other, and they'll start working on that, and they'll work with me. And I've told them many times, but y'all make my life so much easier, because there's a time before I was able to get them trained to the level they are now. I would basically do all that myself. But I'm saying all this to say, like I said, no flowers on me, but there, I don't know if you guys noticed our new slides that we've been putting up ever since the dedication. I can't even take credit for that. My wonderful, awesome, very first sweetheart, Jalea, she designed those. And she made those. And my other wonderful second sweetheart, whenever you go back and watch that live stream and you see those lower thirds that the scriptures pop up on lower thirds, or it takes over the whole screen, or you see the cameras back bouncing back and forth to make sure that you got a good shot, or during praise and worship, you get a close up of the singers, and then all of a sudden you get a close up of the praise and worship leader, or you get a shot of the whole band. That's all on her. She's up there getting attention. She's giving hand signs. She's getting cameras moved. She's on it. And that's what I'm getting at. They own it. They are on it. They've gotten to the point where when we first moved out here, I was nervous, or when I say nervous, I was on edge or apprehensive about not being up there, about being down here, not only because I was slightly in the way, and Squirrel knows the other reason. Woo! I don't want to let that cat out the bag. Just yet. But also because I wasn't able to oversee them, to watch and go in if something went wrong, to go over in the other building. I could just hop over, fix it real quick, get back to the sound booth. But over the years, they've stuck with me. I've never heard them complain about having to come out here. If they did, they didn't complain to me. But they showed up when I asked them to. And if they couldn't show up that particular day, like on a Saturday, they'll show up on a Sunday. I can throw something up on last minute that Jalea is working with right now, and she just rolls with it. She doesn't give me any trouble, and they do their jobs. And to the best of my ability, I do my job. And for CFC, we all have a position or role to fill. There's more I could be doing as far as ministry, I'm sure. But if you are an usher, be an usher. If you are a singer, be a singer. If you're a musician, be a musician. If you're a teacher, be a teacher.